In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Sometime at the turn of the century, there was a celebrated shipwreck off the northern Atlantic coast of our country. The steamer Morro Castle caught fire and started to sink. The passengers realized that they would either take their chances with the fire burning to death or with the water. One plucky young lady in particular, a Catholic, Marion Slack was her name, before she jumped into the water, opened up her purse and pulled out her rosary beads. She crossed herself and she prayed three Hail Marys with them, and then she wrapped them tight around her hand. And with that protection, she jumped into the water. They pulled her out 7 hours later. The rosary was of wooden beads such as these are, and many of them were broken, crushed. But she held it still in her hand all of that time. And later on, from the hospital, she confessed to her friends, "I would have given up. I would have quit if it were not for my trust in the rosary. I just knew our Blessed Mother would help me." Life is just like that, isn't it? Sometimes it is all that we can do just to keep the head above water, physically or spiritually or financially. The waves are overwhelming. Could be illness. Could be some temptation that comes back again and again. It could be disappointment and the kind of a bitterness that comes with it. Setbacks and all those deadly undertows of discouragement. They take us where we really don't want to be going. And then we look around for somebody to help us. And everyone has their own problems. And nobody has a smile or too much sympathy. The best that we can do is to stay in the water, but we're awfully tempted just to let go, to cease swimming, to stop striving, and just to go under. But we are never alone in the conflict. There is someone out there in the waves who understands, who is a human being as we are, and who is the best of human beings, a mother, Mary. She sees us, tossed this way and that on the sea of life. She is God's mother and our mother. She is as powerful with him as she is near to us. Marian's beads, Mary's beads, are so important, the church consecrates 2 days and one whole month of every year to their honor. Are you too busy to pray a daily rosary? I came across the story of a New York lawyer from before the changes, who had one of those little rosaries. I'd like to use them too, just one decade, and it's made out of wood sometimes. And he said, amidst all the hustle and the bustle of Manhattan, every day running to court or back again to my office, I say my beads. And among the thousands of people on those busy streets with whom I brush elbows, not a one knows that I am talking to the Mother of God. Are you too busy to pray a daily rosary? We are talking about busy priests who are always rushing this way and that. At Father LeBlanc's funeral the other day in Phoenix, and a young priest said that apodictically, "If you're too busy to pray, you're too busy." And that's true of priests, my dear friends, and it is true of the faithful. It is true of all of us. Couldn't you manage two decades going there and three decades coming back. But you say, oh, when I pray in the car, I get so distracted. That may be, but that could serve just as well to get things started. So that night when you're home after supper, you have the courage, that's what it takes, to get out the beads and to say, as you turn off the TV and disconnect the internet and you turn off the phone, how wired we all are, aren't we? To say, it's time for the rosary. And you know what? The chorus of grumbling in the family would soon change to the melody of sweet prayer in your family. We're all like that young lady in some kind of a shipwreck, and we're struggling against some kind of misfortune or pressure, or maybe poverty. In any case, it is easy to listen to him whom the Irish improbably call Danny Demon, that is to say, the devil. He's always there and is whispering some nice word of discouragement for you. And maybe a tad of bitterness. Throw that in too. Yeah, why not? As I was preparing my sermon notes for the start of the month, I looked over a sermon I gave many years ago. I mentioned an incident in it that occurred about 25 years ago when I was a young priest. It happened in eastern Pennsylvania, a conversation with a man who was the coordinator of one of our chapels. Some priest had just died or something had happened that was sad. And he said to me, in the late 70s, he said, "Face it, Father, the Latin Mass is just about finished. We may as well give up. There's just going to be less and less priests, and there's an end to it." How wrong he was. He probably wasn't saying his daily rosary, as he should have been. But any of us, don't blame him, any of us can listen to old Danny Demon and give in to the devil of despair. And that is why we need Our Lady, the Star of the Sea, when we're just about to go under and take in water, to guide us. Pray for the wanderer. Pray for me. Today is the feast day of a saint who saved her mother from shipwreck before she was born. Her mother was carrying her in the womb, and for her sake, it was later told to Saint Bridget, that ship never sank. It reached shore safely. Saint Bridget is one of the church's great mystics, and our Lord often spoke to her and through her. I find it interesting to note that today, when in so many cities there's a pro-life observance, that today Saint Bridget spoke, rather our Lord through her, about souls using the comparison of abortion, which back then was a scourge, as it is today. Don't think it started with the Supreme Court in 1973, by any means. Our Lord said, some of you are like poor, poor souls who go from abortion to abortion so they can just continue with their foul pleasures and offending me in sin. I send you some kind of an inspiration, unless you should conceive a good thought and change your life, you procure for yourself a spiritual abortion so you can go on sinning. Never mind, our Lord said, my mercy is that none of my enemies is so thorough or so great a sinner that I would deny him forgiveness if he were to ask for it humbly and wholeheartedly. Through Mary is the best way to ask. Saint Bridget went on a pilgrimage with some of her family to the Holy Land, and there our Lord and our Lady gave her wonderful visions of the whole life and all the mysteries of the rosary. But she had a great cross to bear as a mother. She took her two favorite children, who are now growing up, Charles and Catherine, she had eight altogether, with her on this pilgrimage, and they stopped in Italy. And unfortunately, her son Charles, a married man, met the Queen Joanna of Naples, who was somewhat of a siren, I guess. She was on her third husband, and they entered into an adulterous affair. St. Bridget was beside herself with grief, especially when they announced their plans to get married. Does that sound familiar to any of you? So she prayed as St. Rita did, and God gave his own solution. Her son died a few weeks later of a fever, but the mother's heart was broken. St. Rita is saint to Bridget, is a great rosary saint because of the visions that she saw that were so explicit, which inspired the beautiful 15 prayers of St. Bridget to the Passion. When she was a girl of 10, she saw our Lord on the cross covered in blood, and she asked, "Who treated you this way, Lord? Those who despise me and spurn my love for them," answered Christ from the cross. St. Bridget is a rosary saint because the Blessed Mother told her, as long as you start your rosary with a good intention, never mind if you have distractions. We all are going to have distractions. But it's your good intention that starts, and your rosary is still official. Rosary, you hear the word rose in it. The official name of a rosary is the Corona Beate Mariae Virginis, the crown of Blessed Mary, the Virgin. It is a crown or a wreath that we weave of unfading flowers. The crown we use for Mother's Day is long since gone. But the crown of roses that you gave Mary on Mother's Day is as fresh as the beautiful roses that decorate the church this morning. We throw wreaths into water, flowers into the sea, to honor those who have been lost by drowning or shipwreck. Who'd ever think that a wreath of flowers could save us, could serve, fragile as it is, as a life preserver? To buoy you up and to support you above the waves. There is strength and courage there so that, like the young lady I told you about today, you are able to hang on and just keep on trying. Indeed, for the boat of life, don't board it without your beads. It is as simple as that. The saint we have this week, Francis Borgia, feared for the devotion or even the salvation of people who didn't have any particular devotion to the Blessed Mother. And another mystic, Mary Magdalene de Pazzi, had a specific vision of that boat with Jesus in it. Mary was at the helm, and it was filled with souls who loved Our Lady. And there were, of course, great waves going on in the sea, a storm. But Our Lady stood there on deck, and she guarded the ship safe into harbor. Place yourself under Mary's protection. Be thinking about the rosary. Be carrying the rosary. Be wanting to say the rosary. And you will be preserved from shipwreck and eternal damnation. Jesus enters with you into your boat each day as you get up in the morning. Why? Because you do it with your beads. And he sees his mother's rosary there. How could he not go along for the journey? And with him, you will pass over the water. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.